Bolinda Audio present this unabridged recording of The Hungry Road, written by Marita Conlon McKenna and read by Caroline Lennon. From every field and farm, lane and street, village and townland in West Cork, the people came. Some in groups, some alone. They walked in heavy boots or barefoot to witness their great hero, Daniel O'Connell, speak at the Monster Repeal Meeting in Skibbereen. Mary Sullivan was among them, for she was determined to see the great liberator who had done so much for Ireland and her people. She had been anxious about leaving her children, but her kind neighbour Bridget had offered to mind them. Band music filled the stilly June air as she, her husband John, his brother Pat and Uncle Floor neared the market town. The crowded streets of Skibbereen were bedecked with welcome flags and brightly coloured bunting, and every store, stall and merchant was busy. Mary laughed, caught up in the heady excitement and gaiety of it all. Filled with anticipation, they joined the slow winding snake of men and women of all ages as they pushed forward towards Curragh Hill, where their champion would address them. Since sunrise, Father John Fitzpatrick had been watching the crowds arriving in Skibbereen. The people were like pilgrims travelling from afar, arriving in carts and coaches. Some were staying in the town's hotels and boarding houses, and many had walked miles to get there. The numbers were huge, thousands and thousands, far greater than he and his fellow priests had hoped for when they sent out word to the people of Carbery that all were welcome to attend a meeting where the great Daniel O'Connell would speak of repealing the hated Act of Union, which had merged the parliaments of Great Britain and Ireland. He gave a silent prayer to the Lord to grant them a fine, dry day for their endeavours. After he returned home from saying Mass, Father Fitzpatrick checked that his housekeeper Bridie had the spare room ready. He had informed her that a guest would be staying with him in the parish house that evening. The brass bed was made up with their finest linen. The wardrobe and chest of drawers were freshly polished with beeswax. The glass in the window was sparkling. "I suppose they are going to the big meeting too?" Bridie asked the priest as he came downstairs. "Will the two of you be eating here afterwards?" "No, Bridie, don't trouble yourself. We're attending the repeal banquet in the Temperance Hall tonight. But I'm sure my guest would enjoy a good breakfast with some of your soda bread tomorrow morning before he sets off on his travels."
"Father, I've never seen such a palaver in the town. But don't worry, I'll be up early to cook a few fresh eggs for the good father too."
He laughed at her assumption that it was a man of the cloth who was coming to stay. He felt disingenuous, keeping the identity of his guest from her. But Bridie couldn't be trusted not to brag and boast around the town. Father Fitzpatrick had had to admit to being rather surprised that Daniel O'Connell had rejected the Repeal Committee's offer to take a room in the comfort of the nearby Beecher Arms Hotel and requested to stay with him instead. Perhaps the great man preferred the privacy and quiet of a simple priest's home to more luxurious surroundings where he would be approached constantly by admirers.